As the number of locally transmitted Zika cases continues to climb in Florida, some may wonder if this is an issue of concern for livestock producers. So I asked Dr. Diane Kitchen, Florida Department of Agriculture's Veterinary Manager of Bovine Programs, that very question.
To the best of our knowledge, the Zika virus itself is not a concern for livestock species. It is not caused any clinical disease to anybody's knowledge, but of course studies will be ongoing to ensure that that indeed is the case. What Zika has reminded us of in combination with the recent Hurricane Hermine is how important it is to do mosquito abatement to control the breeding and the population of mosquitoes in our areas, including our livestock, not just for the sake of Zika, but for other diseases that we see in livestock species, such as equine encephalomyelitis and West Nile virus. So we do need to remember mosquito control, but at this time, Zika is not a concern for livestock species themselves.
And I asked Dr. Kitchen if many cases of Triple E or West Nile virus have been found this year in Florida.
Florida has had an increased number of equine encephalomyelitis cases this year compared to the last several years, and has had two cases of West Nile. Nationally, there has been a number of states that report increased cases of West Nile or even cases of West Nile in states that have not previously had West Nile virus. So certainly that's a concern we need to remember. We need to try and keep our horses vaccinated. And again, mosquito control is an important part of what needs to occur for our livestock species.
More information about mosquitoes and control of them can be found on the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services website, freshfromflorida.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.